In an exclusive report this week, Houston Public Media confirmed that multiple Houston ISD campuses are not providing speech therapy, just over a month after the district slashed 21 special education contractors. The district says it is trying to fill vacancies on its speech team, and today the state-appointed Board of Managers is supposed to receive a special education presentation. Here with more is our education reporter, Dominic Anthony Walsh. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning.
Why did HISD end the employment of these contractors?
Yeah, so I mean, at the time, they basically felt like they didn't really need them. These contractors, the work they were doing was focused on speech therapy, but also determining whether students needed, you know, services in special education in general, evaluations. And so the district, just before the school year started, kind of looked at their team as a whole and decided that these contractors were not needed.
What was the plan then to address the work these folks had been doing?
Well, at the time, they promised every school in HISD would meet the needs of all students, and they said that they might continue to utilize contracted workers, and they actually now have said they brought back many of the 21 who were released. And it also seems like they're trying to build up their in-house team rather than the contract team. They said that since the beginning of the school year, they filled 17 out of 40 vacant positions on that team.
Where have you learned this instruction is not taking place in the district?
Yeah, I mean, so it started with a conversation with a parent at Lamar High School. That's one of the campuses. In her case, her daughter's about 3 years from graduation, has a speech impairment, and really needs this service to get ready for life beyond school. We also heard from a special ed department chair at Deonda Elementary in Southeast Houston. You know, just at that one campus, more than 60 students, about 10% of the school, are behind on speech. All of them are owed what's called compensatory services, basically extra sessions later to make up for the shortfall now. That's often outlined in a letter sent out to parents. And we obtained that letter from parents at Horn Elementary, Wainwright Elementary, and Durham Elementary. So a number of campuses.
How significant of a problem is this for students with these special education needs?
I mean, yeah, so we mentioned just at Deonda Elementary, about 10% of the school is behind on these sessions. At Lamar High, there's the parent's daughter who's getting ready for life beyond graduation. These are important services. They have a right to them under federal law. And so, yeah, every moment of time counts. It will be made up later. They'll get extra sessions later, but you know, parents are often frustrated because it, you know, these lost moments, you know, it's significant.
What have you heard from special education advocates, including parents?
I mean, so frustration with the shortfall itself, like we mentioned, but also a lot of anger at the district's response. So when we reached out to the district about this, they said, quote, "There was no disruption to service delivery as we routinely change our network of service providers to meet the changing needs of students." And parents felt gaslit by that. There was a disruption of service delivery. There still is a disruption of service delivery. And for the district to say that there is not, parents felt like they were being basically told that what they're seeing and experiencing in the district is not true.
This reduction of contractors, this was not the only cut made to special education services, though, right?
That's right. There was also an autism services team that was cut.
And what do we know about whether or how the services that were provided by that in-house autism services team, how they're now being handled?
Right. I mean, so just to kind of lay out what that team does, they were based out of central office, about half a dozen of them, and they provided direct support and training to teachers who work with students who have autism. A couple of those teachers that we chatted with called them a lifeline. And now, you know, especially those new teachers who are new to some of these classrooms where there are frequent crisis situations, they don't have that same support. And, you know, I chatted with a teacher who says it's being noticed, it's being felt. And at the time when the cut to this team was made, the district says those teachers would, you know, still have access to coaching and professional development throughout the year. But so far, the level of support is not the same.
Are there any signs that special education is, in fact, a priority of the district?
Yeah. One thing that I heard a lot of kind of optimism about was this element in the principal evaluations. So the way the district is going to evaluate the job that principals are doing, 20% of that score will be based on special ed, 10% on compliance. So are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Another 10% on how well students do on test scores, these special ed students on test scores. And so there are folks who are excited to see that as a component of principal accountability.
Can principals meet those Superintendent Mike Miles expectations when the district central office is taking away resources?
I mean, yeah, that's the question. They have to under federal law. There is no option, but it's hard.
Is this something that will be taken up by the state-appointed Board of Managers?
So they'll actually receive a special education presentation tonight at a meeting that starts at 5 at Hattie May, like you noted. But it's not clear exactly what that presentation is. It's not included in the agenda. The superintendent, Mike Miles, had said that he plans to release a more comprehensive plan for special education sometime this month.
Dominic Anthony Walsh covers education for Houston Public Media. Dominic, thank you very much.
Thank you.